Hi, hello. Have you missed a Lupin that's half asleep and yawning every 10 seconds? Lucky for you, this week's for you. I'm kidding. I won't yawn a single time. You can't make me. Instead, I will breathe slowly through my nose so as not to yawn. Hey, guys. I hope your week is going well. There is a hair in my mouth. Ah! Am I turning into a werewolf? A disgusting human who sheds, because that's what's happening. Hello. I hope you guys are having a great week. I'm a little behind, obviously. It's been busy. But when isn't it busy? When am I not complaining? Questions you can ask yourself. My week is good. I've been working on some collabs. I've been working on a super secret project I'm so excited about. It has nothing to do with GWA, but I have this project I've been brainstorming and working on, and it's so big. That's what she said. But it's so big, and I don't know if I'll ever be able to finish it. I'm going to because I'm so addicted to the idea of it. But it's going to take months and months and months to even see anything out of. So that's fun. But I'm really excited for it. So that's been taking up like all of my creativity lately. But it's really good. I promise it'll be worth it. That's been like the past week that I've just been thinking about it. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't stop thinking about this thing. This thing. Lordy, do you know what is really weird? Weather is very weird because it has been boiling hot for the past like 2 weeks. And today I'm sitting here in sweats and a hoodie. Like I'm in sweats and a hoodies right now, guys. Like that was unbelievable a couple of weeks ago. I just had a moment of sadness because I'm wearing fake nails because I have short nails, so I wear fake ones sometimes. And one of my nails ripped off. And so I went to like scratch my nose and I was met with my sad little normal nail instead of my beautiful, pretty long nails. It was traumatic. They are really pretty though, FYI. My, like, most of my nails are, like, this really dark purple that fades to black with glitter all over them. And then I have an accent nail that's, like, holographic purple. Hello. Hi. I'm a child. Don't mind me. I'm getting really excited about nails. And one of them's missing, and now I look like a toad. A toad, I say. I can't remember if I talked about it last week. I probably did, but freaking Stranger Things. I've been thinking about it. I've been rewatching the first season. I love it so much. Plus Psych, which a few of you know, I've been rewatching Psych, but oh, it's so good. And what else have I been doing? I haven't really been doing much. Like I said, I've been so busy. Stuff that I'm going to be doing is I have another collab. I just recorded a collab a couple days ago, a day ago. Time's weird, but I just recorded a collab that'll be coming out sometime. I don't know. Someone will be posting that. So that'll probably be like a week or two for that. I just recorded, or I'm going to be recording another collab probably this weekend. Two collabs. No, I have two collabs and I'm recording this. No, wait, three collabs. Guys, I'm in a lot of collabs right now and I actually completely forgot about one. So I'm going to be in three collabs that I'm recording this weekend. And then those should be coming out soon, TM. Soon, TM. They should be coming out. It's going to be good. There are going to be some good ones in there. What else? As for like regular audios, I'm not sure what like I'm going to record solo. I probably won't record anything else solo for Reddit this week, but of course I'm doing my Patreon NSFW audio will be coming up in the next couple of days that I'll be posting that. And then again, if anyone has not seen by chance, please look over the Patreon changes that are coming August 1st. Please remember that. I don't want anyone to get surprised. So please, August 1st, there's Patreon changes. I have a post up just to read that. Or if you have any questions, you know, contact me. Contact me, Lupin. Right? If that's my real name. You know what I do a lot? You guys may not No, I may have talked about it before. I don't really watch movies very often. If I do watch movies, I'm rewatching the same movie over and over and over because that's my life. But I don't really watch movies that often. And one thing I love, though, I am super fucking dry mouthed right now. What's going on? I want something to drink. I think it's because I drank cider like an hour ago and I haven't drank any water since. So I think that's what it is. I love Angry Orchard. Just a comment because it's so freaking good. Anyway, so I may not watch movies, but I watch reviews of movies like all the time. They're not even movies I want to see or have any interest in. I just love watching people review movies. I don't know why. I have no idea why. I do it all the time. That's like one of my most YouTubed things is people reviewing movies and TV shows that I'm never going to watch. Like Jenny Nicholson. Do you guys know Jenny Nicholson? She's hilarious. And I watch like I've watched every single review that she has. Like she reviews a bunch of Star Wars stuff. Okay, I have seen Star Wars, but I fell asleep during it. Shh, don't tell anyone. I didn't like it. Do you want to know what I did kind of like? Just a tiny bit. Not like, you know when you like something, but it's not because it's good. It's because it's, like, so bad that it's funny. Yeah, I did that with Jar Jar Binks. I understand that it's not, like, I get it, but I laughed every time he was on screen because I was like, what the fuck is this thing? Like, this is stupid. And I laughed. And I still will say how rude all the time. And my SO hates it. My significant other is like, why are you doing this to me? He loves Star Wars and I hate it. I don't hate it. I have no interest. I'm sorry. I didn't grow up watching it. I think that's the crux of it. I grew up watching like Lord of the Rings and like watching and reading and Lord of the Rings and stuff. But I was a fantasy kid. Okay. Not the sci-fi. So I don't know. I didn't do that. Okay. Now that I've annoyed like 10 of you times 50, 500 of you knowing that I don't like Star Wars. I don't even know why I brought up Star Wars. Oh, because Jenny Nicholson reviews tons of Star Wars and I've watched so much of it. So much of her stuff about Star Wars. Anyway, do you guys do that? Do you like watch reviews of things you're never going to watch? I don't know. It's calming to me. Especially like Lindsay Ellis does the same thing. She does all of these like super in-depth reviews about movies I don't give a shit about. I don't know anything about. I'm stupid. I don't know anything about like these cinematic hot takes. And I'm like, okay, cool. You're funny. I'm just gonna watch this. Am I freaking half asleep right now? I feel like it. Holy moly. I'm not making any sense. Do you guys have any good podcasts that you'd recommend? Because I... Okay, this is a little bit of a spoilery rant. If you like podcasts, there's a good podcast called The Black Tapes. If you've never seen it, and you have any interest in it, like a paranormal fantasy kind of podcast, then maybe turn this off because I'm about to rant about it. But I love it. I love the Black Tapes. There's 3 seasons. I love it. I love it so much. It's really interesting. They put so much twists and turns in it. They do all this crazy stuff with it. You grow to like the characters. You grow to like the plot. You're like, what the fuck is going on in this world? What is going on here? And then, so it's been out for years now. And I've never actually finished the 3rd season. I've watched or I've listened to the first and second season. I've listened to those over and over, like probably 3 times each. Like I've rewatched those seasons 3 times, but I don't know why. Cause I always want to start from the beginning. And then once I get to like the end of season 2, I'm like, I don't feel like continuing, even though I love it. Right. So today I finally was like, fuck it. I'm going to listen to the end of it. So I listened to season 3 today, and guys, it ended so poorly. Like, you know how everyone freaked out about Lost and how Lost ended? It was like that times 30. Nothing got solved. They introduced this weird ass plot line, like in the last episode, that they barely hinted at. They didn't solve anything. And they were like, okay, we're trudging along this road and there's 50 different off ramps of all these side plots and all these ideas that we've done. There's 50 different, 50 different plots that we've passed. And then they could all connect in the end. But instead, we're just going to knock the road down. So instead of like having all of these off ramps connect to something, to their little cities and suburbs and all that, no, they're just all going to dead end at a cliff and you're just going to go off the fucking cliff. And that's the end. I'm upset. Don't meet your heroes, kids. Don't finish your season 3 of a 3 season thing where, oh my lord, I'm not making any sense. Don't watch the 3rd season. Just watch or just listen to 1 and 2. Live in the world of craziness that is those 2 seasons. And don't even acknowledge that season 3 exists, because you're just going to get hurt. I promise. Nothing good is going to come of it. I'm very sad. But so I'm done with that. And now I'm like, well, shit, I want another fantasy podcast. But I've tried a couple and I'm just not digging them. Like the Northwest podcast or something like that. Podcast radio, whoever does the Black Tapes, they have a couple other podcasts and I've tried listening to them and like, meh, like I lost a lot of faith in them, so I'm not enjoying them. And then I heard really good things about Archive 81, so I started to listen to that and I got really bored of it in the first episode. I didn't give it a big chance, you know. I've never really liked Night Vale. Welcome to Night Vale. I don't know, like it was a little too Twilight Zone for me. Like there's the Magnus Archives or something like that. Magnus something. I didn't really like that. I'm having issues, guys. If you know of any really good fantasy, like paranormal fantasy podcast, I know that's niche as fuck, but I'm fucking dying for it. After I got hurt so hard by freaking the Black Tapes, I need it. I need my drugs. All right. I'm not making no freaking sense anymore. I'm in crazy town. We're halfway through the week. It's almost the weekend. I'm excited. I'm hecka, heck hella excited. I love the weekend. There's going to be a lot of recording this weekend for Patreon. Hell yeah. Going to get a bunch of stuff done for y'all.
Oh no! I did so well not yawning. Shit.
Well, there you go. I've been doing really well at recording these in the middle of the day, like when I've got a bunch of energy. And this one, I was like, shoot, I haven't had time to record. Well, I have time now. I'll just record it now. And I'm yawning like a freaking crazy person. So there you go. Did you miss it? All right. I love you guys. Have a wonderful rest of your week. I will see you next week. Bye.